Do do do.
That's the little jingle. How about that? Not bad, eh? It's all high technology here.
Okay.
Well, this is the first of the NBA superstar reality podcasts. What they don't tell you when you're applying. And the idea of the podcast is to give you an understanding of what it's like to be an NBA student. Well, here at Liverpool, really, but it could be anywhere. If you're thinking about doing an MBA full-time, then we've got together, the three of us, to give you our views, really, and it's fairly informal. But with me is the lovely Lindsay.
Hello.
And Sebastian.
Hiya.
And we're known as Linz, Daz, and the German.
No guesses for which one's which.
Yeah. You have to figure it out yourself.
And we just thought we'd open up this first one, really, with a bit of why we decided to do the MBA, you know, what our personal reasons were, just a sort of short idea to give you an idea. So, Lindsay, could you reckon you could start on that?
Why I started doing the MBA in the first place?
What brought you to do it?
I wouldn't mind referring back to what we've just been to, actually, the seminar we've just been to.
Okay.
And him saying about the change in the economy.
The seminar we've just been to, by the way.
So it was Simon Dixon. His book on student CEO.
Okay.
Was it marketing and economics degree? Master's in economics he has?
Yeah, master's in economics, that's right.
Banking and finance history for the last 10 years and really made it very, very successful. But he was saying that the environment has changed so dramatically in that it doesn't work the same way anymore. You don't really just apply for jobs. And I think my reasons for doing the MBA relate to that. To a large extent, because I just wasn't getting jobs based on experience anymore.
Right, okay.
I'd never ever had any problem selling my ability to prospective employers and getting them to employ me. Now, obviously, my life's changed, I've got older, but the environment's changed quite a lot as well. And I think for me, doing the MBA was something that I thought I had to do to at least get me seen again. Because I've become invisible.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, everybody's reasons are different, but obviously, at my age, 40, it's quite a big thing to come out of the work environment and go into education again, so it's been a bit of a culture shock.
Right. And you've got your age in there as well, so that's quite interesting, actually, the ages, because MBA does vary a lot, and we've certainly found in our group, which is from all different countries, not just European, that the ages vary from sort of 25 to full-time, this is 25 to 41, with myself being 41, and Sebastian...
I'm at the other end of the scale. Like, I'm 28 now, but 25 is not too far off there.
Yeah.
Well, my reasons for doing the MBA is really, I actually wanted to do an MBA after I finished my undergraduate degree, which has been about 2007, so 4 years ago now. Been working the past 3.5 years as a financial controller in Germany. And really, the thing now, this year, it just felt right to do this step, to take the next step in my career, and just relate the things I've learned in the past 3.5 years in an academic background again, academic surroundings, and learn more about myself, strengths, weaknesses, and go on after the MBA, just find a job that. Where I can look back and see, okay, the MBA was the right decision to learn more about myself and what I've learned before.
We'll come back to that later on.
Can I just ask, how do you think the academic environment of the MBA relates to your degree environment? Because it's not really that long to take to go into professional life and then come back into academia. So how would you relate, how would you say it's different? I know it's a different university, but how would you say the MBA as a studying environment differs from the degree environment, if at all?
I was there for my undergraduate degree.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more intense, because like my undergraduate degree usually, or mine, was over 3 years, and it's really kind of smooth and easy. But here, at certain points, especially during the first semester, first term, it was quite kind of extreme at some points, where you have like different assignments and different things.
And how many hours a week would you say you do averagely throughout the semester? The first semester, we've just finished the first semester, I should say, of 4 months. So
I can't really pin it down. It really depends on how many assignments you've got. So if you have an essay to write, and simultaneously you still have like group meetings, so you kind of there's been days where I've just worked from, I don't know, got up at 8 in the morning and then didn't stop until kind of midnight.
What, so 7 days a week? Or?
No, not the whole week, but maybe 3-4 days a week. And then at some point you have to take some time off and just focus on yourself and just do something else. You can't focus 24/7.
I mean, I would say on average, I probably spend about, not at peak time when you've got loads of hand-ins and exams, but on average, I probably spend about 40 hours a week. And that includes reading stuff extra to the course, which is like The Economist and just general financial stuff. How about you, Lindsay?
I think probably in peak times it would go to 70, maybe even during exams, maybe 100 hours a week.
You probably should mention that you've got a young daughter.
Oh yeah, I should probably mention that I'm a single mum. So I have a full-time job.
As well as doing the MBA. So you're juggling quite a lot.
So it's kind of, it's when I've got the, I plan the hours in when I can. So that to some extent does curtail how much I can do. But on the other flip side, because it's so restricted, if I've got 3 hours to spare, I work.
Yeah, so it's good for you in a way, the routine.
It has to be that regimented.
Yeah.
So maybe, for me personally, it's probably good.
Yeah.
Because if there's a choice,
so kind of
shall I go and do something that I want to do? Shall I go to the gym or shall I do some studying?
Kind of puts the pressure on you and you actually use the time wisely.
Exactly. So I know that these hours are for this and that's what happens and there is no choice.
Yeah.
And then it gets done. So it's probably why I've been doing a lot of hours.
Yeah.
Plus, I kind of don't, because it's a big thing for me, it's not just, you know, the money's there and I've not fallen into it. I've decided to do it. It's a big decision. It's a lot of money to spend out of my own pocket.
And what we should mention, that actually the cost of the course, if you're a European, is $8,500, and if you're coming from overseas, outside the EU, it's actually £15,500. So, you know, that comparable to other management schools, that's not a lot, but it is a lot, you know, just to spend. And obviously you're not working at the time, so the opportunity cost of that is actually perhaps a lot more, because you could be in an average job of say 30,000 and then spending another 8,000 on top of that. So
can we just say opportunity costs? We're obviously doing an MBA in two of us are doing finance and management.
We've just finished our finance exams. Yes. A bit of continuity.
The opportunity cost reference.
Just a bit of continuity. The background noises are because we're sitting in the refectory of the management school in Liverpool. I should mention, I think I did before, that we're actually at Liverpool University Management School, and so we're sitting here now. There's nobody else about because it's just about to close.
Actually, it's the University of Liverpool, and they get a bit upset if you call it Liverpool University.
Okay, well said. Just a quick background on me. We'll move on to the next question. A bit background on me. I've been involved with self-employed businesses, and in my early years of leaving school, I was a DJ and an events manager for 10 years working around the world. I then went into running my own businesses in the music business, very small businesses, and just before coming here did a larger business in a limited company, which was a really interesting experience. I exited that and sold my shares just before coming here, and was about to go into doing another small company, but decided to take a bit of time back and have a look at what else is available there, hence why I saw the MBA as being a good reason and place to be to sort of try and look at other ideas. So that's pretty much myself.
The backgrounds from everybody though, because we've got so many different countries represented on this MBA, everybody's background is so very different. The one constant is that everybody is aiming up for the same thing. Everyone has the same agenda. Everybody is really working together.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's made a sacrifice to be here.
Yeah, and that's nice,
I mean, we're
it?
Quite lucky. I mean, there's only really there's three English people on the course.
Three English people.
Out of the Liverpool and
business finance.
And business finance. Mm. I think there's three UK.
Mm. So the demographics of the group.
So the demographics are predominantly Chinese, I would say. I'm not including the Liverpool MBA. I must say here we have three MBA courses in that we join together for many of the for the lectures. Thank you. That would be the Liverpool MBA, the Business Finance MBA, and the Football MBA.
Totals us about 40 people, doesn't it?
62.
Oh, really?
It's 62, apparently. Yeah.
The majority of the time, it is the Finance and the Liverpool MBA that's together. So that is actually about 30, I think.
57.
If you don't count the football.
Without football, just business finance, full time
is about 30.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I can count in the class. So maybe the others aren't turning up. But and so the demographics of that is about a third Chinese, and then you've got Middle Eastern, obviously European, Italian, German. You've got some
Indian
as well. Yeah, and some Eastern Bloc. Well, old Eastern Bloc countries that will come. So it's a good mixture of people, and that brings us quite nicely on how do we all get on? What's the feeling like?
I think, personally, maybe I'm just a little bit fluffy bunnies, but... But I personally think it's great. Obviously, I've been in many, many diverse work environments. I mean, my background is supply chain management and project management in various sectors, very, very big businesses and very, very small businesses. So I've been kind of around the block on that one a few times, and being here, I'd say the number that the people are just... they're just great. It's fantastic to be here. Everybody's come from such diverse backgrounds and they're here for such diverse reasons, but because everybody's focused on the same thing, that there are no alternative agendas that you're not aware of.
It makes it really interesting. So you've got a lot of people who had their kind of their own business before they came, or still have their own business, and others are about to or in the future are going to take over their business of their family.
That's right, some of the Indians. I think that's one of the key things, actually, that I've got out of this is the people you've met. And certainly if you're looking at spicing up your social life, not perhaps in going out, but in just meeting interesting people, because a lot of people just study all the time. Certainly in terms of drinking, there's only about four of us that like a drink.
That's why we're three of us aside.
What's the fourth one?
Danny.
Where is he?
Oh, right, yeah. We'll do a podcast later after a few drinks. I'm sure you'll hear some more truths there.
Maybe some that you don't want to hear.
I suppose we should. We've got through the first 4 months now, and it has been some pretty trying times. I just thought it might be interesting if we start with Sebastian there. Mm-hmm. To you know, what were your highs? Well, what were your highs and lows of the last 4 months? You know, right from the start. You know, would you better sort of succinctly put those into a highs and lows? Just sort of quickly off the top of the head.
I think they're all related to my marks I got.
Focus on the
highs and lows and my marks.
You haven't got any lows. You've got less highs.
Okay.
Not as high as the other ones.
the main highs for me are really the interaction with the people on the course and the social stuff, the course itself as well, like the things you learn. I thought I'd kind of, because I've got a finance related background, I thought, okay, I pretty much know a lot, but still found out, okay, there's so much more to learn. It was really exciting. So kind of,
how do you find the lecturers generally? Be real here. You don't have to be. We're not doing this for the university. We're doing it for ourselves and the interest of people that might be.
I'm going to keep it general. I think they were very good ones. Others, subject?
Marketing.
Wasn't necessarily looking for.
There's a consensus.
In general terms, I think. I don't know, it's a bit the new thing for me is like I have a lecture that goes on for a whole day, so I'm not used to that, so you have to be really focused a whole day, like from 9 to 5 apart from like a lunch break and stuff, but it's kind of, at the beginning it's really hard, it was hard for me to keep up the energy and like the focus.
How about yourself?
I'd pretty much go with that, to be honest. Highs and lows, I think personally for me, a lot of it's been the social aspect of it and speaking to intelligent people.
Yeah, that's always nice.
That's
isn't
just
it?
Being around.
I'm not
some
saying,
of the really
but your I'm sure your daughter's very intelligent. You know,
my daughter's
3-year-old conversations. They can cut through the mustard like you won't believe.
Oh, they can.
I think what we might do is try and keep these podcasts to about 15 minutes because I think for the listeners, it's good to grab certain things and just write a little bit about what's in there so you can take each one. So just to conclude with. This week we've just finished doing loads of exams and hand-ins right the way from January till we're now beginning of February, so it's February the 1st today, is it? The 2nd of February 2012, should have done the time thing at the beginning. And we've just come out of a sort of like a motivational speech in a way, isn't it, from a chap called Simon Dixon who's been paid by the university to come up and tell us about the banking system and how to get into banking stuff. What do we think of Simon?
I thought his delivery was excellent. It was fast paced, which was good, so you didn't have time to get bored.
He kept you going for 2 hours,
didn't
he?
He did actually keep it going, and it was good. It was interesting for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
He did keep it going very well. Lots and lots of really good, valid information. You could tell he was absolutely passionate about what he was talking about, and he knew what he was doing. He was very, very willing to help as well.
Yourself special?
I agreed completely with Lindsay. Very interesting. Although I'm not going to move into the banking sector now, but still very good examples as well, a good interaction with the audience, and
his old key thing was about making networks rather than relying on the fact that you're going to get a job, a job straight away from getting your MBA. The reason being that there's lots of students now that have got professional degrees and stuff. And what is your added value? How do you make that better? So he was talking about contacts and doing it that way. He said that he'd built up a list over the last 10 years of people that were just people that he'd met, and he'd asked them three questions, and his three questions were, and this was his last bit of advice, they were, what are you up to in the world now? So his thinking behind that is that if you ask somebody what they're up to and they don't really know what you're asking, then they're probably not they're probably not very interesting. But if they can answer that, they've got something going, and then you ask them what the key challenge is to make that happen, and they should be able to answer that as well. And then lastly, who do you need to know to make that happen? This is how he'd gone around talking to people, and they found him interesting because of that. He's very charismatic, and he'd built up a list of people and networked his way into a position where he seems to be performing and doing quite well see there. But I was going to touch on that a bit more, but I think I want to keep this fairly snappy. And did you want to add anything more about Simon Dixon?
No, I think anybody's overly interested. I mean, he's got a book called Student to CEO, which I haven't read yet, but it looks quite readable, quite small. So 97 ways to influence your way to the top in banking and finance.
Yeah. Well, incidentally, he reckoned that if you took five of your friends and you averaged out what their earnings are, that would be yours. Well, I did that, and I've got two doctors in those friends group, consultants. What another friend that's just on an average, two friends on an average wage in the UK, and then I put one in as student as a friend, and that came naught. And I averaged it all out, and it came out at 33,800. Well, maybe because I'm a student at the moment, I'm not making that much. I'm probably a lot less than that. So I don't know if that worked for me, but.
Yeah, I think we're out of the norm, aren't we, because we're students at the moment.
So he said, take your five friends and average those friends out, and that's what you'll make. And his idea was that if you mix with certain people, you stay in that group, which may or may not be a good thing.
Could you relate it to your previous pay before you came to university and still had a job?
Maybe that was it, and relate it to the previous people, that would get more accurate.
Yeah, if I did that, I pretty much consistently up to having Katie, I suppose, I've always been the highest paid out of all my friends and family. Which is probably bad, because then I'm not
aspiring.
Lowering myself
to be a peasant.
To be related to those people.
And as you can see, Lindsay's a very nice girl. And on that note, we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.